Blog Talk Radio.
Service kind of keeps me busy, and I don't get to do a whole lot like I used to, but I will normally catch up with my shows during the winter time is when I really have a lot more shows. But today I thought I'd pop in here and have a show for y'all today. Only a 15-minute show. I'm going to try to go as quick as I can with this, but today's show is Love Awaits. Today is Thursday, May the 23rd, 2013. I want to welcome every one of y'all to the show. I'm going to go ahead and start with a little affirmation I'll read. I read little affirmations or, you know, different little things like that to start my show off with. And it's, I am, everybody can repeat this after me if you would like to. It says, I am in control. God is the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of the Holy Spirit. I close my aura and body of light to the lower beings and levels of mind and open to the spiritual world of light of God. And all is well. I'll repeat this again. I am in control. God is the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of the Holy Spirit. I close my aura and body of light to the lower beings and levels of mind and open to the spiritual world of the light of God, and all is well. So that's my little affirmation for today. And like again, I like to say, I appreciate every one of y'all for listening to my shows and listening to many other ones I've got recorded on the library on my Healing Light page. You can listen to any one you want to. If it's something that's really touching that day with what you're dealing with, listen to it and see if, you know, what I'm speaking about will help you in some way. But I'm going to go ahead right to Luke 5. I'm going to read 1 through 4 out of the Bible. This is when Jesus was taking the disciples out to the water to catch fish, and they kind of really see that he was really the Lord. One day as he was preaching on the shore of Lake of Gerasa, great crowds passed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats standing at the water's edge while the fishermen washed their nets. Stepping out into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push out a little into the water so that he could sit in the boat and speak to the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deep and let down your nets, and you will catch a lot of fish. Sir, Simon replied, we worked hard all the last night and didn't catch a thing, but if you say so, we'll try again. And this time, their nets was so full that they began to tear the nets. A shout for help brought their partners in other boats. Soon, both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. So when Jesus spoke this, God sent so many fish to their nets that about broke their boats. They had to call in outsider fishermen to come in and help him pull in all the fish that they caught. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh, sir, please leave us. I'm too much of a sinner for you to have around." For he was so overthrown by what happened, by them, what they caught, as others with him, the partners too, James, John, and son of Zebedee, Jesus replied, "Don't be afraid. From now, you'll be fishers for souls of men." So the glory of God was so much coming so much off of Jesus that he brought those fish to his nets and to reveal to these people who he was. He was the Christ. He was the Christ born within a man. So the Christed, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was fully open in Jesus Yeshua the Christ. So when he revealed that he was truly, truly awoken Son of God to them and saw what he could do, the things that he could do, the things that he could probably do for them, that he was the Messiah, that they didn't know what to expect. They never saw anybody do so many miracles like it. They never saw anybody do anything like it, can even speak and things happen. So that's where Jesus was trying to grab his disciples, or trying to bring in disciples. And the thing of it is, I like to ask, how many things has Jesus did in your life? How many things has God, you know, brought to your life? And has it actually frightened you that he actually is real? He actually exists. Like, you prayed and all of a sudden a prayer was answered and you're like, the Lord actually exists. Or he actually spoke to your heart and it amazed because you don't know where it came from. You're like, the Lord spoke to my heart. So the main thing of the show today is love awaits. Christ awaits in the outside, where you can actually, you know, you can have him to come by. You know, he can come and live within you, and love will always grow within you. The thing with Christ is, when you ask him to come within inside you, your love for other people, for your family, grows. It grows tremendously. You won't be perfect. Now, don't get me wrong. You won't be perfect. But you will see love in a different way. You will see love in a different way. And when you look through Christ's eyes, when you look through God's eyes, you see people for how they see him, not for how we see him. See, we see through ego. We see through what they did, things that they've talked about, and things like that. But anyway, when you see things through God's eyes, you see things in a different manner. You see them through light. Light sees light. So if you're in a vibration of darkness, you will see things in darkness. You'll see all the problems that they have, all the problems that they're going to do, and you see them nothing but problems. But when light is taking you over, you'll see things, the good things that they've done, the good things that they can do, the amazing abilities that they have that they don't use. You see that. You don't see their problems. You lay their problems aside. But, because, you know, we all got problems. We all got situations. Some is bigger than others. But when you see people in light, you see the true self of who they are, not something that the enemy is trying to make them look like to you, but what God has created them for. When you see that, you add on to the power of the goodness within them, because you will reflect goodness back to them. Love will open them up. The only thing, one thing that I've found many times on alternative healing and stuff, only thing that can heal is love. That's the only energy that can transform you for good. Any energy can transform you for a little bit, but only love is the power of true healing. Love is the only power of true transformation. A lot of these alternative healing people is learning this. They're learning that the Christ love that Jesus reflected off healed people instantly, because he had pure love of God. God is love. When it touches you, it transforms. Okay? So if you're wanting to pray for somebody and you got hatred towards them, it ain't going to work. If you want to pray, if you got hatred in your heart towards somebody, you just thrive off of hatred or blame, your prayers are going to be like hitting brick walls, because the Lord is love. God is love. He can't hear hate. So he'll hear, you know, whispering, but he won't hear what you say because you're not reflecting the same vibration he is. He is in a higher vibration. He's in love vibration, not hate. Now, if you have compassion for this person that you're praying for, it will bust through the walls and God will hear everything. You'll see things transform quick because that love has power. Darkness has weakness to it. It tries to get you to think that the only time it can have strong power over you is if you believe it and you actually talk it into existence. Like if you had a hatred towards somebody and you believe everything they are, you gave them your will to invite them into your life to destroy you. You gave your will to destroy yourself. But if you take your power back and say, you know, I love these people no matter what somebody says. They're not good. You know, they've got bad things, but they can be transformed. I love them anyway, and whatever the person says, I exit out. I exit out. The enemy's words come out of somebody's mouth, and I'm going to go with love, go with God. So love can transform. And when you accept Christ in your life, that's when love will await for you and will transform you. But the thing of it is, we got so many little miracles running around. I was at the Kids Awards thing today, and I could just see all these children. It was created out of love. God gave these children out of love to these parents. They're like little walking beings of love walking around, and it just amazed me to see these kids walking around and how happy they are and how different they are per. You know, each of them have their own different talents. It's kind of amazing to see that if you actually see this stuff and actually see how things is going. But each person was created out of love. Whether the parents wasn't two in together when they was made, but God's love is what created them, created their soul. His love for them gave them that child. But it's up to you what you're going to do with that child. He has a plan, but you've got to go with the plan. But that's a little bit I was going to talk about today. I want to bless every one of y'all. God bless everybody that's listening to me. Ask for the Holy Spirit to come through. Bless these folks. If there's any sickness, anybody's got headaches, ask for the Holy Spirit to transform that and heal that now in Jesus' name. Stomach aches, anything going in the larger, small intestine going on, in Jesus' name, I command that to be healed now. In Jesus' name, thank you. Any family members have problems, I command the enemy to leave in Jesus' name, is healed now. If anybody wants to accept Christ, I have to say this pretty quick. I'm going to try not to, but got 2 minutes left. But if anybody wants to accept Christ now, just get on your knees for a second and let's accept him. Say, Lord Jesus, I hand you my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I gave all my sins to you. I believe that your blood heals my body. I believe that I ask for you to come and live with inside of me. I can't do this no more. I know that I was created for you to help to take over this form and live through me for your purpose, for God's purpose. I ask you to come within my heart, Jesus Christ, come within my heart now. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming within my heart. I want to say, you know, I ask for everybody to have a good holiday, Memorial holiday. I ask for everybody to be blessed this week. I want to thank y'all all for listening to my show. And just go to the archives. And if you see any other show that you want to listen to, just be more than welcome to listen to. God bless every one of y'all. And thank you for listening to my show. Y'all have a great day.